The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. One of the most resonant dates in Manx history is Tuesday, May the 28th, 1907, when the first TT races were held. They went on to endow the island with the prestige and economic benefits of hosting a major international sports event. But those first races were not exactly auspicious. The Isle of Man Times reported offhandedly, "The event passed off most successfully from various points of view, but for the ordinary spectator it was not a very exciting affair." The paper devoted much more coverage to the more glamorous and exciting car races also taking place on the island. They were run on the 2 days following the motorcycle event and culminated in a splendid banquet at the Castlemona Hotel. This was also reported in detail by the Times, and there was no reference to the doings of the humble bikers. In the event, it was the car races which actually spawned the TT. The Manx government, spurred on by the governor, Lord Raglan, agreed to close public roads for car racing, something the UK government refused to do, and this led to the cars coming to the island for the first time in 1904 under the auspices of the Automobile Club of Great Britain. 2 years later, its offshoot, the ACU, had the idea of putting on its own event. This did not envisage flat-out racing, more of a time trial in the cause of developing machines for touring rather than racing, with speed not the first priority. But with a promise of what was to come, thousands of people turned out to watch it under grey skies and in a biting easterly wind. The start was at St John's, and the riders were set off in pairs on a course taking in Ballacrane, Glen Helen, Craig Willey's Hill, where the riders had to use their pedal power to get up it, then down to Peel and back to St John's. It was nearly 16 miles, and the 26 riders had to cover 10 laps, a total of nearly 160 miles. It was a gruelling test of man and machine, especially with unmetalled roads where clouds of dust blew up in the dry and patches of mud were left by the rain. The Weekly Times report of the race was in the same page as that of the car races, and it might be significant that while the listed car drivers' names had the honorific Mr., the names of the bikers did not. But as history shows, car racing did not retain its position in the island, and motorcycle racing did. The change began to manifest itself when the TT became a real high-speed competitive race in 1909, and 2 years later the Snaefell Mountain Circuit came into use. Anyway, even though the real TT enthusiast will know them, we have the results of the 1907 TT. The single-cylinder race was won by Charlie Collier on a matchless by 11 minutes at an average speed of 38.22 miles an hour. This was well ahead of the twin-cylinder class winner, Rem Fowler, on a Norton. A contemporary photograph of Charlie Collier shows us a dashingly mustachioed fellow. He died in 1954, the first winner of a TT race. A man of history in the life and times of the Isle of Man. Mind you, the TT was not popular with everyone in the island in the early days, not unlike today, because of its noise and inconvenience for the public caused by road closing. When the 1910 races were about to start at St John's, there was a one-man protest by a local farmer called Arthur Matthews. He drove his horse-drawn dog-cart onto the road in front of the field just before the start and refused to move. Enraged spectators tried to force him out of the way, and he fended them off with his horsewhip. In the end, he was hauled out of the way, and the race started. Arthur Matthews, perhaps yet another name to go down in the annals of the TT races. But who remembers him?